From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Temperatures topped 100 degrees early this year in California's Central Valley. Heat records were broken by mid-May. And scientists say it's not getting any better in California. Climate change will mean heat waves that once lasted days could instead last for months. Sarah Varney of member station KQED traveled out to Stanislaus County, where emergency responders are trying to help people stay cool as temperatures become not only uncomfortably high, but downright dangerous.
Watch out for the dogs. Come here, Max.
Jerry Fox lives in a tidy trailer park carved out of almond orchards and dairy farms a few miles outside of Modesto. 2 years ago, a heat wave settled over California, and Mr. Fox waited out the weeks of record temperatures here in this aluminum trailer.
At that time, I didn't have the air conditioner. All I had was like a little fan, you know what I mean? And all that did is just blow out hot air.
Fox remembers the thermometer on his porch hit 102 and stayed there even at night. Sometimes he would walk across the street and sit under a cottonwood tree or drive around in his car with the windows open. The heat didn't bother him much when he was younger, he says. But this last heat wave hit him hard.
I know I had to catch myself a lot of times, you know, because I was getting so lightheaded, you know, I had to catch the wall. I never did really actually hit the floor.
140 people died in California during that heat wave. Stanislaus County had the most deaths of anywhere else in the state. Climate scientists say they can't point to global warming as the villain of that heat wave. But the western United States has been heating up faster than the rest of the country. In the coming century, the average temperature in California is expected to increase anywhere from 3 to 10.5 degrees, according to a state report by top climate scientists. In the Central Valley, that could mean up to 110 days of extreme heat each year. But even more worrisome, perhaps, is that nighttime temperatures are increasing even more rapidly. Kelly Redman, a regional climatologist at the Desert Research Institute in Reno, Nevada, says during the last major heat wave, many nights didn't get below 90 degrees in the Central Valley.
These are minimum temperatures that are typically seen in places like Palm Springs or Needles or the dry deserts of California. And if you can't cool off at night, there's really no way to get relief.
Never rode a horse before in her life.
Jack Lovett and his wife Irene had no idea Stanislaus County officials had declared a heat emergency in the summer of 2006. They stayed cool inside their air-conditioned house until the air conditioner's motor burned out.
And when it quit all of a sudden. It quit at night. And we had to get up then and go to a motel because this house just got too hot too quick.
Heat stress can come on quickly in elderly people. Those like the Lovitts, who have heart disease and other chronic illnesses, are especially vulnerable. Left untreated, heat stress can lead to stroke, organ failure, and death. Jack Lovett says he feared for his wife during that heat wave.
Boy, that hit so hard that it just took life right out of you. You just couldn't get out and do anything, you know. I can't explain how just to rob you of your strength, you know. And I was scared. I was absolutely frightened to death.
If nothing is done to help people adapt to the rising temperatures, heat-related deaths in California's urban areas are expected to double or triple by mid-century. So the state is ordering counties to prepare for more frequent and severe heat waves, just as they do for other natural disasters. Stanislaus County Public Health Officer Dr. John Walker is already doing that by looking back at what went wrong in his county.
One of the lessons learned was we had to know who the groups were who were socially isolated. We had to really encourage a neighbor-to-neighbor outreach, which is beyond what government alone can do.
During the next heat emergency here, local churches will send teenagers door-to-door to check on the elderly, the poor, and those with young children. The county has plans to open far more cooling centers and will offer free transportation to get there. Still, climate change is a formidable force, says Stanislaus County Fire Warden Gary Hinshaw, even for local emergency crews who've seen it all.
We've been through the floods, the fires, the earthquakes, and those things we can do fairly well. Heat was something unusual because now there's not a geographical boundary to this. It's countywide, so it taps the entire strength of our organization.
And neighboring counties, who normally would send emergency crews, will be tied up with their own heat-related problems, says Hinshaw. That means counties will be on their own to suffer through the rising temperatures. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.